Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so let's dive into something really quite bizarre today. Back in 1976, NASA picked up this, well, this encrypted transmission.
Mm-hmm. Not your everyday satellite chatter.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And the source, that's the first really weird part. It came from the middle of the Indian Ocean.
An empty ocean.
Exactly. Vast empty water. No known ships, no bases, nothing out there back then that could, you know, send something like this.
And the message itself wasn't exactly long-winded.
No, just two lines, stark. Full reset, units integrated.
Full reset. I mean, that just sounds systemic, doesn't it? Clinical, almost.
Right, and units integrated, like pieces clicking back into place.
The encryption, too. That tells you it wasn't accidental. Someone or something intended for this to be sent and possibly kept private.
Yeah, so naturally, NASA's first reaction, you'd think, okay, maybe interference.
That was the official line initially. Just a glitch, some kind of weird atmospheric bounce, whatever. Ignore it.
Makes sense on the surface. But yeah. Then you have this one NASA engineer, Malcolm Reeves.
Reeves.
For him, it wasn't just a glitch. He couldn't shake it. He thought it was significant, a confirmation of something.
He didn't just let it go. It sounds like it became a bit of an obsession for it.
Totally. It hooked him. Sent him down this rabbit hole, digging into old data.
And this is where it gets even stranger, right? Because he starts looking back in time.
Exactly. He starts combing through NASA archives, old logs, everything he could get his hands on.
And he apparently found more.
He claimed he did. Yes. Similar encrypted transmissions, same format.
But from before 76.
Oh, yeah. He reported finding signals from 1952.
Okay.
0.1939.
Wow. Pre-war, even.
And this is the kicker. Even one from 1888.
1888.
Hold on. I know. Think about that. 1888. What kind of radio tech existed then capable of sending encrypted signals from the middle of an ocean?
I mean, very little. Nothing like what you'd need for something complex and encrypted like that. That really changes things if it's true.
It throws a massive wrench in our neat timeline of technology, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Or suggests something else entirely is going on. And the pattern, was it consistent?
That's the most unsettling part. According to Reeves' findings, yes. Always the same message. Full reset, units integrated.
The exact same message.
Apparently. And always originating from the exact same point in the Indian Ocean.
Okay, that consistency is chilling. Same spot, same message, spanning almost a century, from 1888 to 1976.
Mm-hmm. It stretches credulity, but that was his claim. It makes it feel less like random glitches and more like, you know, something programmed, something persistent.
So what did Reeves make of all this? What was his conclusion after finding these alleged signals?
His conclusion was pretty mind-bending. His son later found some notes after Reeves disappeared. Vanished in 1980.
Yeah.
Anyway, the notes basically said Reeves believed, and I'm quoting loosely here, we're just the latest version.
The latest version? Oh, what earth? Humanity?
That's the implication. And he added something like, the earlier ones are still active, just out of reach.
Still active, just out of reach. Okay, now we're really pushing the boundaries. What does that even mean?
It's heavy stuff, right? It suggests maybe our reality isn't the only one, that previous iterations might still exist somewhere. Parallel, different dimension. Who knows?
And the disappearance adds another layer of mystery. Did he get too close to something, or?
We don't know. But then there's the detour about the location itself. That spot in the Indian Ocean.
What about it?
Well, the story goes that if you try to look it up on, you know, official maps, satellite imagery, it's blocked, blacked out.
Blocked? Why?
The reported reason is international security, which just sounds vague.
Ooh.
And suspicious.
Yeah, blocking out a seemingly empty patch of ocean for security reasons, that definitely fuels the fire. It makes you think there's something there they don't want people seeing.
Right. It almost lends a weird sort of credibility back to Reeves's seemingly wild ideas. If there's nothing there, why the secrecy?
Okay, so let's speculate a bit, leaning into these what-ifs. Could these transmissions, this full reset, signal actual resets in Earth's past?
Like massive events that wipe the slate clean, forcing a restart.
Could be natural cycles we don't understand, or maybe something else, an external trigger. If resets happened, what does that do to our understanding of, say, fossils or ancient history?
It complicates everything. and Reese's idea. Earlier versions still active. Where could they be?
This bumps right up against things like parallel universe theories, maybe, or something getting more traction lately. Simulation theory.
Yeah, the idea that we're living in a giant computer simulation.
Exactly. If you think about it in those terms, full reset, that sounds exactly like a system command, doesn't it?
It really does, like rebooting the program.
And the units integrated, maybe reinitializing consciousnesses, or components within the simulation. The transmissions could be internal system messages.
Maybe logs from previous versions of the simulation?
Or diagnostics. It fits disturbingly well in a way.
And what about things like the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
You know, where lots of people share the same false memory.
Could those be related, like glitches, remnants or echoes bleeding through from those earlier versions Reeves talked about?
Little inconsistencies spilling over from a previous iteration of the simulation, maybe? It's a wild thought.
It is. And look, we have to be clear. This is deep speculation territory. Reeves' findings, his notes, the blacked out zone.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, but it's not exactly peer-reviewed science.
Absolutely. There's no hard proof here. It's a compelling narrative built on, well, some pretty extraordinary and unverified claims.
But it definitely pushes us to think outside the box, doesn't it? About time, reality, our place in the cosmos. It challenges our assumptions.
For sure. So just to recap, we've got this bizarre encrypted message in 76 from nowhere.
An engineer who finds echoes of it stretching back nearly 100 years from the exact same spot.
His unsettling conclusion about versions of Earth, his disappearance.
And this modern-day secrecy around that specific point in the ocean.
It all weaves together into this story that just makes you question things.
It certainly does. It challenges that linear, straightforward view of history we usually hold.
So here's the thought to leave you with. Considering all this, this chain of weirdness, are we really the first run? The original version of Earth and humanity.
Or could we just be the latest iteration in a sequence? Maybe one that's been reset over and over.
And if those earlier versions, as Reeves believed, are still somehow active, what would that mean? Could they be running parallel to us, just out of reach?
Makes you look at the world a little differently, perhaps. Makes you wonder what else might be hidden just beneath the surface or beyond our perception.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.